Ryan Dempster.
Strike! Three!
There's a 1-1 to
Freeman. Oh, he caught it! Right into the palm of Dempster's glove.
Ooh,
that is a little smile there from Dempster.
What would Harry say right now about this win?
Well, I gotta tell you, there's a lot of champagne in here. I haven't seen this much champagne since my wedding. We had a party just like this. It was phenomenal. Go, Cubs!
That was outstanding.
A little bit of early Demps today. We got a lot going on, and Demps is nice enough to get up early and do the show. We'll get a traffic update and then go to Ryan, but I am curious if he's ever dove face first for a ball into the stands with the idea that you're going to try to make that catch one way or another, and the hopeful that, you know, they hope that at least one fat guy in the front row will, you know, play the carom and bounce you off before you hit your face. Yes, on the
cushion
seat.
Your fall.
Right. So Ryan Dempster joins us now. Demps, as much as the Max Scherzer 20 strikeout thing is a huge deal, and it is, we're seeing just as many replays of Todd Frazier's face first fly into the stands, you know, a face plant against a seat. That must have hurt you just watching it.
You got to admire a guy like that. If you're especially, you know, it's one thing any teammate, but a pitcher, when a guy's going after a ball like that for you, after he gets pitched up, you're taking him to a nice steak dinner somewhere. I don't know, you know, if they flew in last night from Texas, wherever they went, or if they're at home. He needs a nice, that pitcher needs to go out and treat him to something really nice there because he's laying out for him.
I don't think it's steak, though, because of the swelling of his lip and maybe some dental damage. Maybe soup, possibly protein soup shakes. Through a straw for
it's
a couple of days.
Athletes, protein shakes is where it's at these days.
Well, that's so. Right. That's it. I want to get to the Cubs, obviously, but Scherzer's 20 strikeouts. I mean, come on, 20 strikeouts. That's a small club.
Yeah, that's, you know, I've been, I think my career high was like 11, so half that. And I felt like I punched out everybody on the other team.
Sure.
And to think 20, it's really remarkable. And what he did last night, I mean, you know, there's different dominance in different ways, but he threw 23 balls. He almost struck out as many people as balls he threw.
That's crazy.
It's incredible what he did last night. And, you know, he's proved time and time again why he's an ace in this league. No, two no-hitters last year. And to go out there and do that last night. You know what I love, man? Sometimes people on the field, something happens in the moment. You know, a guy strikes out 2,000, 3,000 guys, and they just kind of, you know, let's just move on. He enjoyed that moment. He knew he had 20 punch-outs right there. He fist-pumped it, and I love that. It shows the passion that he has. He plays a lot of it on his sleeve. It was awesome to see him go out there against his former team, too. They're thinking, wow, we stink right now, and how much would we love to have kept that guy?
Well, and fans love that, too. I wish more players knew that. Fans, you know, you don't have to be a jerk about it, but fans love an appropriate celebration. Not the sack dance after you're down 44-0 on an NFL Sunday, you know, or the guy that scores an accidental touchdown and acts like he just won the Super Bowl. Those are just two football analogies. But you strike out 20, you ought to be celebrating.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you work so hard. It's not just about that game. That, you know, as a kid, you dream of doing things like that. You envision them happening, and you know to get that close and then to actually have it happen was pretty remarkable. And for him, you know, to have a chance to go out there and actually get to break the record. You know, I know Woody's last batter was 20. Randy Johnson's last batter was his 20th. So to actually have that chance, you know, an incredible performance. And, you know, hats off to Dusty. I know he gets rid hard for letting his starters extend themselves. But Max Scherzer works as hard as anybody in baseball. He gets after. He's in great shape. He gave up that solo homer to lead off the inning, and he left them out there to try and get the record. He got it. You know, awesome.
Yeah, he had a chance to break it. The last batter ended up grounding out. But, you know, I got to say, Ryan, having been at Wrigley Field that day in 1998 when Woody struck out 20, as good as Scherzer was last night, and you can certainly make a great case for either, that was still as dominant a performance as I think you'll ever see. I mean, he gave up, what, one infield single in that game. And by the end, Houston had no clue against Woody that day.
To me, I've seen that game. I've watched it. I watched it unfold actually live, and then I've watched it on replay many a times. And listen, man, I know Nolan Ryan threw seven no-hitters. I know there's been perfect games out there, those things. That game by Terry, most dominant baseball game ever pitched. And that's not a knock on anybody else. But you want to talk about those guys had no chance. I remember there was an at-bat that he was facing Dave Clark, the outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Clark was in a 1-0 game. It was a really close game. And Dave Clark's a notoriously good fastball hitter. And Woody got 3-0 to him and threw three Nintendo game curveballs for strike. It was like, strike one, strike two. And the look on Dave Clark's face, like, oh, well, boys, I guess we're all striking out today. It was just, he was so filthy, man. It was just game stuff.
I love Nintendo game curveballs. That's tremendous. Dave.
All right, so let's see. Scherzer's teammate, Steven Strasburg, gets the big contract with Washington, which, of course, prompts the question to Jake Arrieta, what about beyond next year? What's going to happen? And he said...
Wait, you be Bruce Levine, I'll be Arrieta.
Okay,
ask me.
Okay, Jake, are you going to re-sign with the Cubs?
Now, the question was,
will you give them a hometown discount? How about a hometown discount?
No.
Okay.
That was the conversation.
That was the answer. All right, Ryan, you were in this position, similar position, after the 2008 season, and you signed a four-year contract to remain a member of the Cubs. Just kind of take us inside the mind of a player who's in that situation, who is looking at potential free agency, but obviously is in a place where he's in his comfort zone and wants to get things worked out.
I think, you know, it's very few guys get to free agency. And then to get to free agency and be one of the elite guys is even harder. And then to get to free agency and be the elite guy doesn't happen very often. I mean, you know, talking about dreaming opportunities up for yourself in your, you know, to take care of your family for the rest of their life, and just to see what happens. And it's a situation where you got to always wonder, is the grass greener on the other side? And you know, I can go somewhere. You're Zach Greinke. You sign instead of LA, you sign in Arizona for $200 million. And at the end of it all, sure, you got $200 million. Whether it was 180 from one place and 200 from another, are you happier there? Is that gonna what makes you the happiest? And I think, you know, Jake's very honest about it. You know, he's been honest about his statements and saying, you know, he doesn't believe he needs to take a hometown discount. He wasn't a homegrown player here. It's not like he was drafted a Cub and came up a Cub. But I think at the end of the day, that Theo and Jed and the Ricketts family are going to do what they can to try and keep Jake. I know that we love having him with the Cubs, but he's also got to make those decisions for himself. So as a player, you know, it's a lot of different things, and you have people in your ear, and you have an agent in your ear, and you have, you know, different things. Well, you can break the all-time record, or you could do this, or you could do that, and you know, then you start throwing those high dollar amounts and turning them down. And really, really, you know, you have to sit there and be willing to do that. And like Jake said, you know, hey, I'm going to be fine regardless of what happens. If I, you know, something happens and I don't get a huge contract, I'll still have lots of money. So he's got great choices and great opportunity in front of him, and he's going to get a ton of money, more money than most people could ever dream of having. So he deserves it. You know, in today's market, the way it is for pitching, he's worked his tail off. He works so hard. He puts everything into it, and he's going to get rewarded for it.
Yeah, and the thing is, and fans get frustrated when, you know, you go, well, hold on a second, things are good here. What do you mean you need to go out and see if you can make $200 million as opposed to $180 million? This can all be solved if the Cubs go out and win the World Series this year. Because you go out and win the World Series this year, he's not up until the end of 17. Then you do the renegotiate. You pay him whatever you want to pay him. There's extra money involved for everybody. There's less pressure on the Cubs. Maybe he takes $20 million less, whatever the number is. I have a feeling this is all going to work out. But you know me, I never have doubts about the Cubs.
Yeah, right.
Hold on, I'm waiting for the lightning to strike because it could be at any moment.
Absolutely.
All right, Demps, and Sox continue to roll as well, with or without Todd Frazier's teeth. This little speed bump will pass, and don't take two in a row. Even I mentioned this before you came on, Demps. The most diehard Cubs fan had to have a moment yesterday after they lost two, even though they're 18 over 500, where they went, uh-oh. So wake up this morning. The sun came up. It's going to be fine, and the big season will continue, and we always appreciate your time, Demps.
Yeah, absolutely. It will continue. These are two really good teams playing great baseball, and and everybody's going to have a two, probably a three, and maybe even a four-game losing streak during the year. Baseball is exciting in the city of Chicago, whether you're on the north side or south side right now, and it's great, and looking forward to these both these teams doing what they're doing.
All right, buddy. Be well. That's Ryan Dempster.
You got it, guys.